Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Classic Corner, here with DJ King at radio.dominican.edu here on Dominican campus. We are broadcasting today from Thursday because of some other broadcasting from yesterday, but don't worry, your classic rock is still here to come just for you. I'm here in the studio with Will. Hey Will.
How you doing? It's good to be back.
Yeah, great to be back. Great to be back after 2 weeks of getting bumped down, but we still are rolling, right?
We're prevailing.
Of course.
They can't stop us.
Well, as everyone knows, that Thanksgiving is coming up, and there's a lot of things to be grateful for, definitely, at this time of year. I'm in college. I made it here, so that's another thing I'm grateful for. What are you grateful for, Will?
I think we talked about this, actually, before. We talked about this yesterday, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I said nothing, and I think I'll stick with that one. Yeah, nothing.
Well, I hope
the world owes me something. Really, if
the world owes you definitely a break from school, which is definitely gonna come.
That's gonna come.
We're gonna have from Wednesday all the way to Sunday.
Yeah,
of nothing but relaxation time. Definitely really needed.
I have so many essays to do.
But of course, before, all of us here at Dominican have so much stuff to do, and we also got finals. So really, it is a break, but at the same time, it's more like, it's kind of like...
It's a break to do work.
It's a break to do work. No, it's a break before we actually go and do these finals and turn in all these essays that are really long and really precise and... They just... Your brain just feels like putty after you write one of these. It's just absolutely bad. But definitely, I've been having such a marvelous day. And
have you?
Yeah, it's been a nice day.
Good.
The sun is shining. The birds are singing.
Thursdays are good days.
Thursdays are great
days.
They're
my favorite days, honestly.
They are my favorite days, too.
Yeah.
Ice cream Thursdays.
That was right. Yeah, we had ice cream.
Pizza.
I didn't get to that one.
Well, I got the pizza. It was good.
They pulled it, like, right when I came in, they're like, no, just, and they pulled it away.
Oh, and that's like, that's the opposite. I came in and they pulled it out of the oven.
I think that's what they were doing. Like, I heard these guys in the Classic Corner. No, not that guy, not that guy.
Definitely not that guy. He does not get pizza. But definitely, we've got some really good stuff tonight. We got John Lennon, Jimi Hendrix, Prince, Aerosmith, all for you.
Nah. just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! Keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Hey, hey, let the good times roll. Oh, let the baby come on and let daddy feel your soul. Understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey!
Jimi Hendrix, Come On, Let the Good Times Roll, from the Electric Ladyland album.
It's my favorite album.
Really? It's your favorite Jimi Hendrix album or your favorite album?
It's my favorite Jimi album. It was my favorite album for a while. But
why is that? Because I honestly, the only Jimi album I actually have ever heard is Experience.
That's a good one. I mean, that's the one that started him. But I don't know. I think he had Experience and then he had Bold as Love. And then he took from both of those, and then he came out with Electric Ladyland. And I think he had a different bass player as well.
What?
And
why?
Because he didn't get along with Noel Redding. He was not a fond guy of Noel Redding, and they didn't get along. So he changed to like his friend.
He couldn't.
His army buddy, and then.
Oh, his army buddy. Oh, okay.
And then yeah, and then it was just a much better album, I think.
Well, at least we still have Mitch Mitchell.
He stayed on the album. Right.
Yeah, we have Mitch because
he stayed on for a long time. He was really faithful to Jimmy, actually.
There's all these musicians that when they play a certain instrument, other than singing, of course, you can tell who that person is. But to me, every time I hear Mitch, I can tell it's Mitch.
Oh yeah, he was weird like Jimmy. Yeah, that's how they got along.
He does certain he likes the snare a lot, and
he loves rolls.
He really likes his rolls on the snare. His snare like is very punctual when you hear it. But I think that, but also with John Bonham, I think he's more of a Tom sort of guy. Like, I mean, yeah, he likes to hit the snare a lot, but I think he's more of like a bass Tom sort of guy to me.
He had it all, you know.
Of course.
He's one of the best drummers ever. I don't
know. Yeah, no, like.
I think, you know, Mitch Mitchell's great, but I think he was like, he was famous because he was like unique in what he sounded like.
And he was with Jimmy.
And John Bonham was just like, he was just pure good. He was just like.
That's the difference because Mitch, actually, he was behind Hendrix, which was great. But just John Bonham, just the entire Zeppelin is just an entire force that you don't really look at them. You look at them as separate, but you also look at them as a whole. And it works in both ways.
They're all just all stars. There's no one lagging in that band. They keep like getting progressively better as you're just like
the Zeppelin.
You're like,
or?
I bet the bass player isn't that good. You haven't heard of him that much, and then you hear him and you see every instrument he plays, and you're like, oh, what?
Wait, John Bonham, or no? I mean, John Paul Jones.
And
keyboardist too.
He's a keyboardist. He's the
bass
mandolin player.
Mandolin.
I think he can talk to animals. I don't know. It's a bunch of different things.
He's been to space. He's.
I heard that. Yeah.
He's cured every disease ever.
Yeah, that was his side project actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that popular.
You probably haven't heard about it.
Yeah, it's too underground for you. But definitely, some artists definitely have their own. I mean, even if Jimmy, just look at Jimmy. You know, that's Jimmy's playing. Like, if I put on, say, you know, Purple Haze live at the Fillmore, Berkeley, whatever. I play it in the middle. I mean, yeah, you know, it's Jimmy.
It's the fire, you know. A lot of artists described him as like making a fire on stage. I think he was a very
literally too.
Yeah,
guitar. He burned his guitar.
That's
on
what
stage.
I know.
Yeah,
he lit people on fire. Let's just put it that way.
He wasn't the best fireman.
No,
not at all.
He got fired for.
he got fired and lit his fire on fire and everything.
Yeah.
here we have Electric Ladyland. What makes it so great? What makes it the difference between experience and access?
Bold as
love. Like,
I think like experience. I shouldn't talk too much about this because I always get into it. You know I do.
No, please. This is what the show is about.
Okay. Experience was still like a testing ground. That was a much different.
It sounds very.
It was new.
Primitive.
Yeah, it was primitive. It was like early British rock and roll, sort of kind of
testing the waters.
Yeah, testing the waters.
As any band would do.
Yeah, and it was kind of primitive. The guitar playing wasn't too like. Out there, it was still kind of just like a basic rock and roll album.
And we're talking about, I mean, like, and even the, even, I mean, if you look at it from the UK, the United Kingdom did have Purple Haze only as a single, though. When Experience came out in the UK, didn't even have Purple Haze on it. So, I mean, yes, all the other songs are great, but it didn't even have Purple Haze. Only America got it.
Yeah. I think,
and of course on the radio.
Yeah. And then, Access Bold as Love was very, very like trippy and very like a lot of Castles Made of Sand.
Just
and,
look
like,
at the cover.
Little Wing and One Rainy Wish and just like a bunch of like really trippy magical songs that he had and really like rhythmic and really.
It's grown. You could see that Jimmy has grown. I mean, because every between album around like Rockstars back then, between albums they had countless tours.
Yeah, and
so
then,
that's why every album gets better.
Yeah, every album got And then by the time he hit Ladyland, I think he had like a good solid eclectic sound. He had a good solid eclectic bunch of songs on the album, and a different variety, and that's what made it my favorite. Like there's just a bunch. There's like Highway Child. There's like
Voodoo Child. There's
Have You Ever?
Come. I mean, the song that we just played was.
Yeah.
It seems that he's like now. I think about it. He's definitely have grown
and And I think he artist. Spent the most time on that album. He definitely. That's why I think Noel Redding left, was because Jimmy would not. Jimmy like hated everything he did. He was like, no, that's terrible. And he would just...
I bet it was.
He did thousands of re-recordings.
Well, that's why we get like a Jimmy album every 2 years.
Yeah. He doesn't die.
Ever since he died back in 1970. Back in 1970, we've been getting like Jimmy albums every... I mean, Seattle Boy just came out.
Are we doing another Jimmy set here?
Jimmy
just keeps popping up. We have... This is actually... No.
No, because Seattle Boy came out, and that was like a three-disc album, which had... all these different versions, live, demo, you name it. Even his stuff, what he did with Little Richard.
Yeah.
Or with the Isley Brothers, was it?
The Isley Brothers,
yeah. It was with the Isley Brothers. That
he went on the whole Chitlin' circuit, yeah.
So, and then now we had that new one. It was another live. I was at Winter...
Valleys of Neptune? There was...
There was Valleys of Neptune that came out, I think, before Seattle Boy.
Yeah, and then there was like Berkeley and Winterland.
Every single one has gotten great ratings. I read the newest one, a new Jimmy album, which definitely need to check out. Rolling Stone gave it 5 stars. It was the album that they loved, of course. It's Jimmy.
They're not gonna not like him.
They're not gonna not like him.
It's a. It's hard not to.
And even though, I mean, we have all these countless live Jimmy albums, it's just, you just cannot stop listening to him live because he does his songs differently. He translates them differently every single time. I mean, there's hundreds of versions of Purple Haze out there, or all his hits, or even his, you know, non-extremely popular hits as well. Every single time, it's just translated differently. We got Woodstock, we got Berkeley, we got this new one. Fillmore East, the one he did with Band of Gypsies. That's one of my favorite ones.
Like Fillmore East,
the one he did in New Year's.
That's a great album. That was an all black band. You liked that band a lot.
Band of Gypsies.
He got to pick that band. Yeah,
he should stay. He should stay with them and just kept Mitch.
Yeah, no, that's what they did with Woodstock. They changed the bassist, and then they had like a whole bunch of other players.
Oh, of course, yeah, because Woodstock was 69, Ladyland was 68.
Yeah, and then the Fillmore East was from 69 to 70, so it was like literally in between those 2 years.
And then
it took a whole year to do that concert.
But definitely... We'll stop talking about Jimmy here, and we're going to bring you some...
Yeah, I think you're starting to like him now. You're getting a big Jimmy...
big Jimmy fan.
Big Jimmy crush here, yeah.
But definitely we're going to do some more music. Here we have a Prince song. I hope you like it. We'll be right back. here on the Classic Corner with DJ King and Will, radio.dominican.edu. I hope everyone is enjoying the show. Here we just played Bambi by Prince, Come On Let the Good Times Roll by Jimi Hendrix, and Baby Please Don't Go by John Lennon. Now, I was talking with Will the other day, and one of his favorite artists is Prince. Would you say that, Will? What Prince is one of your favorite artists?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't just say it. I'd, like, dance it. I'd show it. Yeah.
And I always labeled Prince as up there with the pop artists. I didn't even know he could play guitar.
Oh, yeah. Most people don't.
You definitely...
I enlightened you, yeah.
You definitely enlightened me, because I just heard Bambi this is the second time I heard that song, and it is great.
It's a phenomenal song.
And the hook is just, it's unique. I like it.
Yeah. I think that was like off his first, that wasn't even like his best stuff. That was just off like his,
that was just a sampler for you people
album,
back there,
like,
at home.
He actually plays every instrument. He knows theory. He doesn't know how to read, but he on his first album, or his second album, it was his self-titled album. It was his first album, I think. He played every instrument on the album, and like keyboards, drums, bass, and guitar, and and he put it out when he was like 19. And,
he was 19 years old.
Yeah, and
dang, Prince started young.
Oh, yeah. No, and he doesn't look like a day over 20, so I mean, he's...
Today.
Yeah, no, he doesn't age, he doesn't...
He's there forever.
He's Prince, I think is the best way to describe it. He's also like a idol, he's a character, he's an idol, he's like the best performer ever. I don't think I've ever seen anyone really perform with as much enthusiasm as Prince, and he's just...
Yeah. Definitely knows how to get a crowd going.
You can't. I mean, he's, of course, he's androgynous, and he looks extremely weird sometimes, I guess, to some people. But you can't, like, you don't judge Prince before
you listen to his music. Like, that's what you do with any artist.
Basically. Yeah,
you cannot just judge them from sight. I mean, you see. I think it's the album Love Sexy. The cover of it,
He is quite naked, yes.
He's naked.
He's quite naked, yeah.
He's quite naked. Love Sexy. I mean, but
it's for the ladies, though. I mean, come on.
You can't.
You can't say that's anything weird. I mean, that's just that's for the ladies.
Especially.
If we could do this show live, I mean, we'd be naked too. I mean, it's just for the ladies.
You know, actually, it's funny that you bring that up. No, 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 seriously.
It's funny that I bring it up, because I'm naked right now.
Well, okay, no, because there could be a possibility that there could be,
you can see us.
Yeah, you could see us. But that is definitely underplanned, so don't get excited. But definitely back to Prince. Would you say that his electric guitar playing is, since he plays every instrument, would you say that his electric guitar playing is the best? Do you think that's his best instrument that he can play? Or do you think there's another one?
Yeah, I think the guitar is his favorite instrument to play. He's extremely into funk and blues, and he's
like a spider. He knows
he's a multitasker. But I think he loves like the three like very sort of like harmonic instruments. Like he likes singing a lot. He loves to vocalize. He's a great singer as well. If you ask any singer if Prince is, like, legit, I mean, they will obviously tell you he's very well rehearsed. And he also, piano, he taught himself. That was the first instrument I think he learned how to play. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was just, like, he alone, his piano playing could just be, like, a star. Like, that was amazing. And then his guitar playing, when he wants to, like, just rock out, when he wants to just play, like,
is that what got him
solos.
Into pop music? Like, popular music?
No, he got into pop music because his record company wanted him to get into pop music, and that's why he put out, like, Little Red Corvette and, like, stuff like that.
Oh, man. Yeah, the classics.
The classics, yeah. But he was like, no, this, like, I'm an artist. I can't, you know, I need to be doing my own thing. I need to I want to do funk. I want to do my own music. I want to, and that's what he is. He's a funk artist. He's a,
and he's still, I mean, is he, do you know if he's recording, touring, anything?
I saw him last year. I was in like the sixth row.
There you go.
I was.
Was that the first time you saw him?
That was the first time I saw him live.
Amazing. Will seeing one of his greatest
jumps
artists.
Up on the piano favorite with artist. 6-inch high heels, and he runs and he dances and he brings out a golden Stratocaster, and he I don't know, he's
after all these years too.
Oh, and he's like, he just
after like, all these years
that you would think like hitting like 55 or something, like he would be like calming it down with the sexual innuendo. But
yeah. No. Nope. But yeah, Prince is here to stay, and his little
well
prince
as, yeah, as well as innuendo. Yeah,
yeah. But definitely we got Prince, which is a great artist. I definitely am very glad that I was enlightened by that song, Bambi. And I think everyone should definitely start checking out his prints and seeing him through the lens of a classic rock artist.
Oh, yeah.
We'll definitely be playing him some more. We will definitely be playing him some more. I've heard Purple Haze. My dad likes Purple Haze. He was playing Purple Haze in the car the other day. My dad usually likes... I mean, you know, he's Mexican. He's Latino. He only listens to Latino music in his car. And one day I go to his car and he's playing Purple Haze, and it was great.
He likes Jimmy now?
No, sorry. Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
It was Purple Rain.
They both love purple. Both of my favorite artists are...
color purple. It was Purple Rain. Yeah. That's what it was. By the one and only Prince.
You have to whisper it, yeah.
The one and only Prince. Prince. And then now... Prince is on. But seriously, folks, definitely check out classic albums like 1999, Purple Rain, the soundtrack to the film. But definitely get into, because he has an extensive amount of albums. But if you want to start somewhere, I do definitely recommend Purple Rain, 1999. What about you?
Dirty Mind. Emancipation. That's when he came back and he started doing funk. Mm. And you were like, snap. Like,
Definitely going to play that later on.
Yeah, we'll play that later album. On. There's a lot of good songs off that album.
Maybe we could all have a Prince night. But we'll... Okay.
I don't want to
go
upset
overboard.
Too many people. Yeah.
No, definitely. We'll get his great songs.
We will play Prince for sure.
And it will be absolutely marvelous. But definitely got some Prince going on. But definitely we're going to carry on to the good old classic rock here. On radio.dominican.edu, we got Electric Funeral by Black Sabbath. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath here on radio.dominican.edu, your one place for classic rock here on radio.dominican.edu. You're here on the Classic Corner. That you've just listened to Prince, Jimmy, John Lennon, and now Black Sabbath, which, fortunately for you, if you are a big Black Sabbath fan, Black Sabbath is getting back together. They're doing another album. They're touring. They're doing it all just for you. But funny thing is that they actually planned this years ago, right here on 2020, on this date, right, Will?
I think so, yeah. I'm fairly certain that they planned to get back together a long time ago.
Like,
and we were making fun of that. Yeah,
it's like, okay, like back in like the 70s,
1960 something.
Yeah, like we're getting back together on this day.
Okay, if we ever break up, we're gonna get back this day, this hour,
this time.
Yeah,
the moon will look like this.
Be there, okay?
I will have a sandwich made out of bats and ham.
Okay, how bad we broke up, we're gonna get back together. And they're like, all like, okay.
Okay.
Kind of like scared by how committed he is to it. Like,
yeah.
All right.
But definitely also for any Pink Floyd fans, The Wall is coming back to AT&T Park. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. You can get it StubHub, Ticketmaster, all those beautiful places. The show, however, is not till May, but if any of you are definitely planning to go and have a big wallet, definitely go. The kind of crappier seats are $40. The next price is $80, and then it just goes up from that. But yeah, there you go. The Wall. Treat yourself to some awesomeness.
It's huge. It's a big spectacle.
Everyone should see a Pink Floyd show before they all go away. We lost two already. But definitely tickets go on sale tomorrow. Go get that. We have here some more classic rock on radio.dominican.edu, the Classic Corner. Yeah. We'll be right back. So you're probably asking yourself, why are we playing a Michael Jackson song on a classic rock radio station? But I think that that song is definitely considered one classic rock, a really great classic rock from the 80s, only because of the incredible solo done by Eddie Van Halen that is done throughout the song. I mean, not even just the guitar solo. Eddie did the entire guitar riff, worked with Michael, was later on the Thriller album back in 1982, which is an incredible album. If you have not heard it, it's the album. It's an album you need to hear.
Yeah,
you cannot live your life without hearing Thriller.
I think it's like one of the highest. I think it is the highest growth.
It's the highest selling album ever made since the 80s.
Europeans love Michael.
There have been, the Mexicans love Michael too.
Who doesn't?
Why are we sitting here? No, everyone loves. Jesus loves Michael. I mean,
yeah. And okay, I don't think we'll get into that one.
Yeah, but everything in between, even animals.
Yeah, but I heard an animal talking about that the other day.
Yeah, yeah, I saw two dogs talking about Michael. It was cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was.
I have a good taste in music. Those two dogs, but yeah, we have the Thrill album, which is not really a classic rock song, but our album, but definitely Beat It is up there because of Eddie's incredible skills.
Oh yeah,
just absolutely incredible.
You can't deny it.
But definitely have some good stuff for you. I mean, since the 1980s, back to Thriller, since the 80s, there have been incredible bands.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we got Nirvana's Nevermind. That was a huge hit. We got Kid A by Radiohead.
Yeah.
There's just
The Pixies.
Hundreds of albums and even soundtracks. Like, hundreds of soundtracks have gotten up there because of the, you know, for a long time. If you hear a song on in a movie, I mean,
yeah,
it's gonna be on the soundtrack, and people are buying.
People are gonna go for that. I think yeah. Mudhoney did like a Brendan Fraser movie. Like, that's how I think they got pretty. I mean,
I know this is not a really good example, but Smash Mouth,
of course,
with the Shrek movie. I mean, that was just the song of the childhood.
The Shrek movie soundtrack was my my Sergeant Pepper. Really.
My Sergeant Pepper of my childhood. I mean,
just sitting there on a pillow meditating to the Shrek soundtrack. Yes.
No. How can no album has just. I mean, even like the classics, Dark Side, Sergeant Pepper, just hundreds of Zeppelin albums. The Doors, it has remained on top. He is the king of pop, and he still has the throne. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely there are other great albums.
Yeah. Who are we about to talk about next?
Definitely talking about next. Here we have another great album is the Velvet Underground and Nico album, which came out back in 1967. It was actually a commercial failure when it first came out. It didn't even sell. It wasn't until much later that the album started gaining popularity again. I think it just kind of washed up.
People didn't hear about it. They weren't cool enough.
Yeah. You know, it was 67. Lou Reed, Andy Warhol is there. He did some of the
Nico, yeah.
Yeah, he had some. I tell myself the first hipster ever was Andy Warhol.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just
the
look
whole
at him.
Band was a bunch of.
Just look at them. Look
the
at
whole
them.
Band, everyone. I mean, the whole sound. It was like they were doing like beat poetry behind a soundtrack, and they were just like, they're like doing like. Snapping. Like,
yeah, while like, everyone's out there
abstract
acid rock, psychedelic rock, I mean, using instruments from India, here yeah. we have the Velvet Underground doing
from the east side.
We got Velvet Underground doing soft vocals, like minimalist sounds, but definitely make up a great album. I mean, it really
brilliant. You can't.
It really shows that if you're in a generation that is kind of moving along through their own pace, there's definitely you can always create your own, and it was original.
Yeah,
the Velvet Underground first album is very original. I mean, it doesn't even I know it was made in 1967.
But
I mean, that's when the Doors came out.
Extremely ahead of its time.
Jimmy was there. Pink Floyd was there. Pepper came out. We saw Pepper. We saw Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. The hippie movement, acid rock. Like I said, psychedelic. It was all there. What makes the 60s the 60s? But just the Velvet Underground has
something new.
Stayed grounded with their own. They did not go with it. They did not go which was mainstream, which makes them just such a hipster. Such a hipster band. I mean,
I have to wear tight jeans when I listen to them, actually.
I have to wear tight jeans and sunglasses and style my hair.
Yeah.
And wear, like,
I have to look at people
girls' clothes and whatnot.
I have to judge other people very harshly when
I got to write some poetry about my pain.
Let's not get, I mean, there's still a fantastic band.
Sorry,
they're too good to be underground.
For the hipsters out there, I'm sorry that I'm about to play a Velvet Underground song on the radio, but it is definitely, I know you guys don't like it when your songs are on the radio, but sorry, the Velvet Underground is here to stay. Radio.dominican.edu, the Classic Corner.
Thank you for listening.
Lexington, 125.
I'm waiting for the man off the Velvet Underground very first release. Like what we said, an incredible album, the one that you definitely need to check out. It's just up there with all the albums that you need to hear. If you definitely want to get into classic rock, you don't, if you're a hipster or is want to be one, sure.
Or are you just like looking at other people badly or wearing skinny jeans?
You can start with the Velvet Underground and Nico 1967. You'll know it because it has a banana on it.
Or you can just try and listen to good music and not worry about what other people think of you.
That is true.
That's kind of true.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, here we are, the Classic Corner. It is almost close to Thanksgiving break here at Dominican, and all the students are definitely waiting and are at the edge of their seats because we only have Monday and Tuesday, and it's just going to be so painful to be there at the classes knowing that Monday, here you are
hating the teacher.
The day after, like, you just like want them to just...
Yeah, just go away.
Rewind, or fast forward. No, not rewind, no. Fast forward, please, no. No, you want a fast forward time, definitely. Gotta be there with the family. Actually, Will, I didn't even ask you. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? What are we doing?
I think I'll drive 20 minutes home. And yay. Then I'll do my homework and my family will be like, come on, celebrate Thanksgiving with us. I love you and all that stuff. I don't know. I don't pay attention. And then I'll be like, no, I have to do homework.
Man.
I'll be like, come on. I'll be like, this is what you wanted. You wanted me to go to college. Like,
well, that is true. We do have much, much to do.
We have
which
too
sucks.
Much to do, if you ask me.
It has been piling, but hopefully... we'll start to get our act together because, I mean, it has to happen.
Yeah.
It has
to
be, I mean...
we're getting the hang of it.
We're just kind of getting the hang of it here. I mean, I'm a freshman. You're a freshman.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It'll be all over. We'll be in winter break and we'll be...
it's just going to be much better.
Seeing all the friendly faces.
And I hope that everyone here out there who's listening definitely have a great...
Thanksgiving break.
Go with your families and just drop everything and go. Just stop worrying for a second about the world.
Yeah.
And just relax and
eat
some turkey, or if you're vegetarian, eat some air. No. No.
I don't know what we have for you. Like air.
Just
I don't
get
know.
Air. It's free, man. No, but definitely. We'll be back after Thanksgiving break, Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m., giving you the best of the best of the classic rock world, the stuff that you love and the stuff that you have not heard. I hope that everyone here has definitely an amazing Thanksgiving break, and we both will see you afterwards.
I miss you.
Have a great night. This is the Classic Corner with DJ King. I'll see you next time.